This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. It's no secret that livestock producers in Northeast Washington are fed up with the reintroduction of wolves that have left them with a decade of frustration trying to protect their cattle and their livelihoods. At the first ever Cowboy Summit held recently in Ellensburg, ranching groups talked about finding answers, one of which, according to the Washington Farm Bureau's Tom Davis, is finding a representative from the Northeast ranching community to be part of Fish and Wildlife's Wolf Advisory Group.
There are a lot of ranchers up there, and I would put it on the department. They need to work with the ranchers up there and find someone who would be willing to participate. Understand that's a real challenge because those people up there are very frustrated, having to live with wolves now for a decade, and it's only getting worse as that wolf population continues to increase. There's 17 packs up there in the Northeast right now out of the 23 in the state.
I asked Davis if delisting the wolves in that area would be a partial solution.
That's one of them. As you know, the state is split in two. The eastern one-third of the state is delisted federally, and then the remaining two-thirds westward is still listed under the ESA, the Endangered Species Act. And there is growing support in the state here doing a regional delisting as well.
Davis says other proposed solutions would be allowing more local controls and better sharing of wolf collar locations by the Department of Fish and Wildlife.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.